Welcome, dumbheads, to Mega Dumbcast's Summer Superhero Countdown. Last season on MDC, I read every goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited RPG, identifying the dumbest thing on each page. Now, to finish the job and lead into the next full season of MDC, I will be rating the additional categories of superhero found in Heroes Unlimited supplements. I'll be discussing one power category per day until the first day of summer in ascending order of dumbness. Now, let's get to the countdown with today's category. Today we're discussing the fourth dumbest of the non-core power categories for Heroes Unlimited. This is a bit of a special day because this is something we were promised in Heroes Unlimited Core that was never delivered. Now we finally get it. It's something we've been yearning for, something I've often brought up. If only we had this. If only they hadn't had all this other bullshit, they would have had room for this power category, which we so sorely need. Now is the time for us to get that power category and judge it. This is the natural genius. It comes to us from Powers Unlimited 2. It is on page 72. And what do you want to hear about this power category? Do you want to hear about how you roll up attributes? Do you want to hear about how you get your hit points in SDC and how you get 20 SDC and that's a low and it's not likely to get much higher because physical skills are a problem for this character? No. All you want to hear about is skills. The natural genius power category has been promised to us as the skill monkey that this game has been so sorely in need of. Comic books are full of characters without superpowers who just operate under the power of their gigantic brains. And that all comes down to skills. Now, there are other things here. There are a number of what are called mental disciplines, and these are like special traits you have because of the power of your big old brain. Like, there's a healing trance here, and you're so smart that you can like go into a trance and meditate, and it increases your natural healing rate a little bit. Fine. That's pretty smart. That's pretty smart to be able to like sit down cross-legged and slowly regain hit points after you've been shot repeatedly in combat. You know what would have been really, really smart, though? Health insurance. Health insurance, and also, if you could have arranged to get to a hospital after the firefight, that would have been good planning. That would have been real smart. Likewise, there's find weakness. This allows you to like use your mega brain to find the weak spot in a person, and then you can hit them with a physical attack. A punch, kick, or handheld weapon, if it's not above you to stab somebody with a knife. As we'll discover, a theme of this class is that the super smart character is kind of too good for a lot of things that would really be useful to a crime fighter, like physical skills, like the ability to fight. But if you're not too good for it, then you know, you could maybe stab somebody or use a sword or whatever. You could do double damage because your big old brain finds their weak point. This only lasts for 1d4 melee rounds before your focus and concentration are broken. You can't use it again for 10 minutes once your concentration is broken. And you get +2 to strike and +3 to parry and dodge and a little initiative bonus against the one person you've chosen to concentrate on. These are extremely moderate bonuses. I mean, double damage from a physical attack could be good in the hands of a really good fighter, someone with superpowers, someone with like extensive combat training. But this character isn't that. This is like, you know who this character is? This is like Ami Mizuno. The weeaboos in the audience can correct my pronunciation there. I'm talking about Sailor Mercury. The natural genius is like frail, like a non-combat character, smart enough to use that intelligence to kind of like pull off a shitty attack or two, but they're not really a fighter. And so it's kind of a waste to take this mental discipline of find weakness when it's like, hey, if you're punching for 1d4 plus 1 damage, great, now it's 2d4 plus 2 for like 3 rounds. And then you got to think real hard about the person again for 10 minutes before you can be like, oh yeah, I forgot the balls, that I'm supposed to punch them in the balls. And there are all these others too, like there's analytical mind. You can do computations really quickly like a calculator and you get a small initiative bonus. Some of them are better, like mental toughness helps you resist mental attacks. There's one of them, odds assessment. This is the ability to do like people are always doing on Star Trek, like Spock does this sometimes. Quote, the natural genius is able to run the odds in his head of any specific event happening. This allows the character to assess the likely odds for success or failure. Bonuses. If the odds are good, the character is +1 on initiative, +1 to strike, parry, and dodge, +2 to disarm, and +2 to pull punch and roll with impact, as well as adding a bonus of 5% to all skills dealing with an element of random chance, including picking pockets, picking locks, safe cracking, demolitions, card sharp, and similar. I'm not sure exactly what it is about safe cracking or lock picking that is particularly dependent upon chance as contrasted with all other skills, but for whatever reason, these skills are just basically random. It's, you know, it's like they always say about demolitions. At the end of the day, skill doesn't matter. You know, a bomb is a bomb, and either it's going to explode or it's not. So just get in there, get your hands dirty. The power goes on to say, though, that if the odds are bad for the thing the character contemplates, then the character loses confidence and gets all of the bonuses just listed as penalties. This is a negative power. This is a curse, I guess, is the word I want to use. basically what this means is you're smart enough to know when the odds are in your favor, when they're not. When the odds are in your favor because you're attempting something you're already probably going to achieve, then you get bonuses. But if the odds are bad, because this is something you probably can't do, then you stack a bunch of penalties on top because you're demoralized by your own genius level knowledge of what a bad idea this is and how inadequate you are. Which is, number one, true to life. Number two, not a power per se. Don't take this in one of your genius mental discipline slots. Like, I may have imposter syndrome, but I don't have to fucking buy it. You can back right off with that, Heroes Unlimited. I'm not spending in-game resources to make my character a neurotic mess about his bad prospects of success in life. Anyway, moving on from those. As I said, those are like a side dish. What we really want here is skills. All we goddamn want is a power category. If we really want to be good at certain skills, we just take this power category and that's our superhero thing. So, what do we get? As a wise ball once said, answer unclear, try again later. The reason is because the natural genius is a fucking slacker. Quote, truth be told, most natural geniuses find formal teaching institutions to be tedious, slow, boring, and without challenge. Geniuses who are lucky enough to have their brilliance recognized get placed into accelerated learning programs where they probably graduate high school before reaching puberty and college in their teens. And then there are random roles to determine how early you graduated, because of course there are. However, at least half drop out of school at an early age to study on their own and at their own pace. So that's the flavor. You're a genius, but you don't have any time for school, you don't have any time for education, so probably you dropped out. And then from there, we go into the mechanics, which are just a fucking mess. Quote, plus 30% skill bonus and available areas of learning. Lack of formal education doesn't make much difference, because the natural genius automatically gets a plus 30% bonus, the equivalent of a doctorate slash PhD, to all skill programs, regardless of his actual level of formal education. That's how smart and intuitive the natural genius is, and how much he has read and learned. Note, this bonus is limited only to, quote, brainy skill categories, such as the following. Electrical, all. Espionage, limited to escape artist, forgery, and intelligence only. Mechanical, all. Medical, all. Pilot-related, all. Rogue, computer hacking only. Science, all. And technical, all. Of the very large number of skills in Palladium, that's just a little list of, like, the brainiac ones, the ones for nerds. You get a plus 30% bonus to those, so great. If you want to be an astrophysicist, you're real good at astrophysics. If you want to be an electrician, you're really good at all aspects of electronics. If you want to be into espionage, then you're really good at being an escape artist, you're really good at forgery, but, you know, a lot of the practical tradecraft skills, they're not brainy skills, therefore you don't get the big plus 30% bonus. So what do you get? Quote, the other skill categories, communications, domestic, most espionage, military, physical, pilot basic, pilot advanced, most rogue, weapon proficiencies, and wilderness skills just don't appeal to the natural genius. Furthermore, the character cannot select more than 4 physical skills, 3 military skills, and 2 rogue skills in addition to the available skills noted above. Many restrictions here. No more than 4 physical skills, so already that's severely hampering like the SDC and combat ability of a character without combat superpowers. I mean, if you want to know martial arts and take boxing, which of course you do, that's it. Those are all your physical skills. Rogue skills are limited to 2, which is weird because you would think that a lazy slacker genius who prefers to self-teach skills would end up with a lot of skills to make money in unscrupulous ways, potentially. But no, you're even too lazy for crime. This character's stock is just dropping as we... This is like below the level now of small-time hustler down to like burnout philosophy student. Like... Let me not get an education. Let me not have a job. Let me not even spend my time on get rich quick like hustles. Let me not even run a 3-card Monty table. Let me just sit on the couch and know that, philosophically speaking, I should be able to pay my rent. What is the result of not being interested in anything that is not brainy? Quote, though the character may select skills in this other category, only the IQ attribute bonus and normal experience advancement is applied to these less scholastic skills. The IQ bonus applies to all skills, whether they're at the PhD level or secondary skills. So this character does have a good IQ. They get a bonus of 1d6 plus 6 to their IQ. That does not result in a great skill bonus. It's pretty good, but given that any skill outside like the traditional domain of nerddom gets no educational bonus because you're a lazy fuck and you can't be bothered to either go to school or pick up a book and actually fucking learn how to do useful things, all you get is your natural bonus for being smart, which does not stack up to the bonus you get from actually going to school or actually getting on-the-job training. So how many skills do we get? We move on now to skill selection. Quote, the natural genius can select skills from any skill category. Skill programs to start all get plus 30% PhD level of education. Computer, language, mechanical, science, technical, and 5 skill programs of choice may include military demolitions program and the thief program. Hold on just a sec. So this specifically says that I can take 5 skill programs of choice any I want. They specifically can include the military demolitions program. I don't know why demolitions specifically and not other military programs, or maybe it's just saying oftentimes you can't get military demolitions, but this character can. In any case, it does say those skills do get the plus 30% all-star nerd bonus when it just told me in the last section that military skills specifically don't get that bonus. Likewise, thief skills. I can take the thief program, apparently, even though I'm only allowed to have two rogue skills, and they get the plus 30% bonus even though they don't. All this is in one tiny chunk. It's one tiny cluster. It's like, I don't know, three or four paragraphs right next to each other. They're the only paragraphs that really matter about this power category. If the mental disciplines were no good, if they weren't interesting, as many of them are not, who cares, right? Some of them are good, some of them are not. Doesn't matter. I'm playing this because I want to be good at skills. Only the skill section needs to be right. Only the skill section needs to be good. And then I'll use this for all my character concepts where they center around skills. Like if I want to play a character who's really great at computer stuff, now finally I can tell the hardware electrical character to fuck off and not have to play a film noir style private eye to have computer hacking for whatever weird reason. Finally, I can just play a character and say he's a natural genius, and what he's a genius at is computers, and I get great computer skills. This is the only section that needs to work, and it is just straight up contradictory. Cannot decide on which skills get the bonus and which skills don't. And the skills that don't get the bonus, because my character rules as written, is a lazy piece of shit. Those skills get no bonus except for the IQ bonus, which means that I'm lagging behind even other characters. I am mechanically disadvantaged by my character's mandated inability to give a fuck about improving himself. What is it with these gifted characters? I almost feel like maybe the author had a chip on his shoulder a little bit about people with certain natural gifts, because every time you run across in the Palladium system, this person is a natural master of combat. This person is an amazing master of swordsmanship. This character is a natural intellectual genius. It's always accompanied by, and therefore, they refuse to improve themselves and suck at most things. They just think they're too good for the rest of us. And you know what? That's fine for like storytelling to have like the naturally gifted character who takes it for granted. But this is no place for Tortoise and the Hare. I'm the fucking Hare. I'm a player character. And as a result, I expect the Hare to win every race. And that's what should be happening here. The natural genius should be better at skills than other characters who are not goddamn natural geniuses. I would maybe accept that you can't take too many physical skills, even though it sticks in my craw because everybody takes physical skills in this game. Like, if you randomly roll that you're a PhD, you're still going to spend a lot of that training, a lot of that college time on physical skills. You're going to be a bodybuilder and a boxer and a wrestler for all these reasons we've discussed before. Those are practical crime-fighting skills. They make a huge difference in this system, right? Everybody takes them. So it bothers me that this one supposedly smart character surveys the crime-fighting scene and is like, you know what I don't need to be able to do to be a superhero? Fight. Am I right? I'm too smart for that. I'm too smart to learn how to protect myself before I charge headlong into gunfire. It bothers me, but I understand that you're trying to go for a nerd, and the idea is that nerds don't do the physical stuff. They're leaving room for like the combat characters to be combat characters. You don't want this character to totally usurp all the other non-powered, like the hunter vigilante, you know, the physical training character. Okay. You could have worked around it, but I understand the impulse. The military and espionage thing, though, I really don't get it, because sure, there are other characters like, you know, the super spy, but they have their own thing. Like, the super spy has a sweet spy car, they've got an agency backing them up, they've got bionics, they got laser weapons. They don't need to be the only character class that can be good at spy skills. And who the fuck are we protecting by not letting the natural genius learn to pilot vehicles? There is no wheelman class. There's the hardware mechanical character who has a super vehicle but may not even really know how to drive it. Your power is having a super truck, not driving a super truck. One of the things you could do with a natural genius character would say this character is like the expert wheelman. This is the person in the heist who can like drive anything. They can fly the Quinjet. They can get you into space in a shuttle, but they're also this amazing street racer. They've got their own motorcycle. That's their preferred vehicle. Need to go to a secret base underwater? This person can pilot a sub. They're a piloting savant. They're a piloting genius. But for whatever reason, the rules just say like, no, you don't care about that. No, you're too smart. Anyway, moving beyond that, you do get a good thing here, which is that the hardware power category thing where you can go over 98% in a skill, the natural genius can do that. Which means, surprise, surprise, if you want to play a mechanical or electrical or any other kind of technological genius, you really want to be a natural genius, not a hardware character. They don't get the budget, but if you want to play an all-around character with lots of science and technological skills at very high levels, there really is no reason not to play the natural genius. So congratulations to the natural genius. They may not be good for much, but they do manage to, once again, be better than the hardware characters at the thing the hardware characters are supposed to be the best at. So the skill section is undoubtedly the dumbest thing on this page, but I just got to get in two more jabs before we leave, because there's two things in the final column of this power category that can't go unnoted. And these contribute to my theory that the author is absolutely guessing about what it's like to be a lazy genius. First of all, under financial resources, quote, many natural geniuses quickly grow tired of the same work day in and day out and change jobs on a regular basis. This may also be why so many take up the mantle of superhero, because there is always a new challenge to be met and new problem to be solved. High-paying work, 1d6 times $1,000 per week, of course, is easy to be had for this character. Of course, as we all know, famously, smart people who don't apply themselves, have no formal education, and keep quitting jobs, just fucking rake it in. No problem. Oh, your resume is just a series of jobs that you quit after 6 months, and you're a high school dropout, and you never went to college, but you say you taught yourself a lot of computer science from your local library and the internet? Hey, this looks fantastic. How does $6,000 a week sound to start? Sounds pretty good. Is it okay if I leave in the middle of a shift next week and never come back? You bet it is. Welcome to the team. Then we move on to what the character owns, and it says, quote, the character will also have a new conventional automobile, a nice apartment, the latest in computers, electronics, a cell phone, and then it says in parentheses, probably the latest Nokia Engage system with a telephone, game, and MP3 player all rolled into one. Nice little bit of marketing slipped in under the radar there by the author. Like, you know what a natural genius carries in his pocket? That's right, the cutting edge of technology, the Nokia Engage. Combining the deft ergonomics of a cell phone you have to hold to your mouth sideways like a taco with the sheer gaming power of the Nintendo Game Boy, the Nokia Engage also plays a little something you might have heard of called MP3s, like from Napster. The Nokia, of course, was the platform for the Rift's video game, a decision that was honestly probably at the median point of Palladium business decisions. Overall, this is a big disappointment to me. Now, I will say there's a caveat here. If we assume that all the stuff here about the natural genius not wanting to take all of the useful skills and not getting bonuses to them is just garbage and we should just ignore it and do what the other part of the paragraph says and just give them that big 30% bonus to everything, then this is not bad. Then this is clearly the premier skill character, which is what it needs to be. And the character could be a pretty formidable non-powered combatant because they'd get to take a bunch of physical skills and get good bonuses to them. There's potential here. However, I don't read it that way because it's a contradiction, and not only do the rules contradict, but the flavor of the class so clearly points toward this being a huge nerd who simply refuses to pick up practical skills that might put them in competition with other character classes. I feel like if we're deciding how to read this, we have to read it so that the flavor works, and the flavor only works if this is a natural genius who just decides not to be a genius about anything other characters are good at, which really leaves a pretty narrow lane of like nerd stuff for this character to excel at. That's not really a viable crime fighter class. So on balance, I'm putting this at number 4. And with that, we're into the top 3, or the bottom 3, however you prefer to think of it. So join me next time for number 3 as MDC's Summer Superhero Countdown continues. This has been part of MDC's 2019 Summer Superhero Countdown. A new episode will drop every day through June 21st. To support the show and fund a new full season of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG, donate at patreon.com/megadumbcast. Find or contact the show wherever you want. It is Megadumbcast on Podbean, Gmail, Twitter, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all other trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This theme song, used under a Creative Commons license, is Surf Shimmy by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at incompetech.com.